MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, January 27, 2024. Salem will not give up student information to Trump's ICE agents. A state panel is working on new high school graduation standards. Sunny, windy, mid-30s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 9:18 a.m. and 10 p.m. Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News that Salem City officials assured residents Friday that they're committed to protecting the rights of all community members regardless of immigration status. Salem Public School System indicated that it will not coordinate with Immigration and Customs Enforcement or share identifiable information with federal immigration enforcement agencies. The joint statements released by the superintendent and the mayor outlines the district's responsibilities to immigrant students and their families, stating that they do not inquire about or record information about a student's immigration status, will not share personally identifiable student information with third parties, including federal immigration officers, without parents, guardian consent, or a subpoena or court order. State House reporter Christian Wade writes that a newly created state panel will huddle this year to come up with new statewide high school graduation standards after voters rejected the MCAS mandate in the November elections. An executive order signed by Governor Mara Healey establishes Massachusetts K-12 grade statewide graduation council to recommend a statewide standard to replace the mandate for 10th grade students to pass a series of standardized tests known as the Massachusetts Comprehensive Assessment System to graduate. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Gloucester Times reporter Ethan Foreman writes, fewer students are choosing to leave Gloucester Public Schools for classrooms in Rockport and other North Shore school districts, according to Superintendent Ben Lummis. Lummis, speaking about the school choice program, said 215 students who live in Gloucester go to school elsewhere, which is down 23 students or nearly 10% from the prior school year. School choice out to other districts is down nearly 30% since 305 Gloucester students attended school elsewhere in fiscal 2018. However, the latest school choice enrollment numbers show far more Gloucester students go to school outside the district then kids from outside Gloucester attend schools in America's oldest seaport. The school choice numbers do not include enrollment at the Essex North Shore Agricultural and Technical School in Danvers, private or parochial schools, or those who are being homeschooled. Newburyport Daily News is writing that Newbury Fire Chief David Evans recently graduated from the Chief Fire Officer Management Training Program, furthering his training in effective municipal leadership and community response. On Wednesday, January 22, Evans was one of 37 fire service leaders across the state to graduate from the 30th Chief Fire Officer Management Training Program at the Department of Fire Services in Stowe. In sports in weekend high school hockey, St. John's Prep shut out BC High 3-0 yesterday. Other scores, Danvers 6, Masconama 3, Winthrop 3, Marblehead 1. Now that Winthrop High School boys hockey team win is its fourth in a row, and Vikings coach Dale Dunbar emphasizes how the defensive play of the entire team has been contributing.
Well, our drummers on this team, you know, Mike Hogerson's been fantastic. Sophomore, Joe Pumford has been incredible. He had a couple yesterday. Phil Boncori, one of our captains, he was amazing yesterday. I mean, he had two and one. He took the game over. He played very physical. He's the captain of the football team, but he's a sniper. He took the game on his shoulders last night, and at the end was right in the middle of everything. you know, those three have been playing pretty darn good hockey for us consistently. And on our, you know, back end, Paul Ferrara, Aiden Savillas. I mean, these guys have been warriors. And our goaltending is obviously, you know, it gives us the chance every single night to win.
Mm-hmm.
He's phenomenal. Mike Donahue was just a phenomenal athlete playing net. And, you know, just very happy with the way he's been playing. He steals games for us. And when you have young kids in key positions, you sort of get exposed at times and you run around. And this kid just he's a wall back there.
That's Winthrop High School hockey coach Dale Dunbar. Other high school scores, Gloucester 4, Peabody Saugus Swampscott 3, Newburyport top Triton 4-1, and recorded its ninth win in a row against the Vikings. St. Mary's earned a league title with a 2-1 win over Arlington Catholic. The Spartans are now 11-3-1. In girls hockey, Peabody shut out Beverly 3-0. It was Gloucester 4, Masconomet 0, and Newburyport squeezed by Marblehead 4-3. On Friday night, the Hamilton Wenham boys basketball team beat Manchester Essex in overtime, 59-54. The Hornets had recorded 40 straight Cape Ann League wins. The Generals were led by a 22-point performance from A.B. LaBelle. 19 of those points came in the second half. In men's college hockey, Salem State edged MCLA 3-2. Landon Greta-Rose scored two goals, including the game-winning goal. Endicott shut out Suffolk 1-0. Ryan Wilson got the shutout and goal, and Gulls coach R.J. Tolan earned his 300th coaching win. Bruins and Celtics both off yesterday. Celtics host the Rockets tonight. Bruins play in Buffalo tomorrow night. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.